Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello everyone, I hope that you're all well. I'm doing okay. Here we are back for another episode where, as usual, I'll be speaking to you in a way that hopefully is not too difficult to understand. And along the way, I'll be explaining any sort of difficult words that I might use. And today's topic, I am going to talk to you a little bit about audiobooks. And this is because recently I've been listening to some audiobooks, which I didn't really do before, and they can be quite useful for learning languages. So in your case, for learning English. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about audiobooks, and we're going to start off by talking a little bit about the history of audiobooks, how they came along, why they're popular now, and yeah, that kind of stuff. So let's get into it. So these days, podcasts are very popular. Of course, for a long time, radio was popular. And on the radio, people were generally just chatting and talking. And there were also sometimes dramas where people would act out things. There's also been sort of lots of other kinds of radio programs over the years, and radio programs that still exist today. But when we talk about audiobooks, specifically, at least when I'm talking about them here, I'm talking about when someone has written a book and then that book is being read out and yeah, that audio is being listened to. That is what I'm referring to here, and I think that's what most people are referring to when they talk about audiobooks. So it has to have been written down first. So for example, this podcast is not an audiobook because I'm just talking. This is not a written media being changed into an audio media. This is just me talking talking to you with no script. So it's not a written medium, I should say. Media is the plural. Audiobooks. According to the internet, they got started around the 1930s, and these spoken audio, or sometimes what was called talking books, they were available in schools and libraries and sometimes music shops from the 1930s. Or at least that's when they started to be a bit more popular and a bit more common. And there were many what were called spoken word albums. And these were often of poetry and plays. So not so much books. So not exactly the audio books like we're talking about today. But this wasn't exactly the beginning, the beginning of recorded spoken word would have been after the invention of the phonograph by Thomas Edison in 1877. And at that time, there was something called phonographic books. And these were actually recorded by Edison himself. And the first one, from what I read on the internet, was Mary Had a Little Lamb. So that is what is thought of as the first instance of a recorded verse. And then from then, there were a bunch of different versions of kind of recordings going on throughout history. But it wasn't until the 1930s when we had records, these vinyl records with closed grooves, which allowed for up to 20 minutes of recording, which then made sort of longer things. It made it possible to record longer things. So not just single verses or short little scripts, but getting closer to being able to record more like a whole book. And a lot of these recordings that were going on sort of from the 1930s all the way up to the 1950s, a lot of this was actually for blind people who obviously weren't able to read themselves or had trouble reading themselves. So a lot of these audio recordings were specifically being made for blind people. Whereas these days, you know, I'm sure blind people do use audiobooks and can use audiobooks, and they're probably quite a useful way to get information for them. But it's not just blind people these days. There's a lot of people who can see, like myself, who are listening to audiobooks as well. So a big change for all kinds of audio media was in 1963 when the cassette tape was invented. So the cassette tape made it a lot more convenient for people to be able to buy and listen to audio recordings. And then sometimes later, I think it was here, I don't have it written down, but I think it was around 1980s, yeah, probably around early 1980s that we got the Walkman. So then it became possible to actually listen into audio recordings on the go. And I think this is what's really led to the sort of boom in audiobooks in recent years, because now we all have our phones with us and, you know, we don't, like I said, cassette tapes were quite convenient, but now it's even more convenient because we have our phones that have access to the internet and we can just download things and listen to them pretty much whenever we want. And also, I think a lot of people like to listen perhaps while doing other things. So like myself, I've been listening to audiobooks a lot while driving recently. Whenever I go to just anywhere, really, anytime I'm driving without my family in the car, if I'm by myself, then I'm always listening to audiobooks these days. You know, I'm a big fan of podcasts, and a lot of the time I talk about how I like to listen to podcasts when I'm cooking and cleaning and walking and exercising and driving and all these other things. And I do still occasionally listen to podcasts, and I will listen to podcasts forever. But yeah, recently I have been just kind of into audiobooks, sort of switched a little bit. But Audible, the Amazon app, that was apparently first put out in 1997, and it's probably with the help of Audible and with Amazon that sort of really made audiobooks popular in recent years. You know, Amazon has a lot of power, a lot of buying power, a lot of advertising power, and, you know, I think they've really pushed audiobooks. And, you know, now you have a lot of even like big celebrities narrating the books, or a lot of celebrities or a lot of very famous people even reading their own books. So I think that's something that's quite perhaps enjoyable for people, because, you know, sometimes when you read a book, it's quite funny. Sometimes if you know what the writer's voice sounds like, sometimes you can kind of hear their voice in your head. But now with these audio recordings, you can actually listen to their voice reading their own words. And that kind of adds a new kind of enjoyment. And also it probably helps you to understand the exact tone that the writer wanted to get across when they wrote that sentence, because just like text messages, sometimes you don't always understand the tone with which somebody meant something when they write it down. But, you know, if they're reading it to you, then you can understand exactly what they are saying. So myself, recently, I have been listening to audiobooks about science, because I have been trying to sort of relearn and revise a lot of foundational science, because I studied science at university. I studied ecology, which is a kind of biology, but like any sort of university topic, once you start studying, you kind of get specialized and you start to understand one area in great detail. but you start to sort of, yeah, not have so much exposure to the other areas of that topic. So for me, in ecology, by the end of my bachelor's degree, I was focused a lot on population biology, on biodiversity, on sort of how climate change and habitat destruction affects the populations of animals and plants and other living organisms. So I was kind of specialized in that area. So for example, things like biochemistry, I had almost completely forgot everything because it just didn't relate to what I was studying anymore. But that is also a very important and fascinating part of science and part of biology. So I am now trying to relearn a bit about not only the sort of foundations of biology, but also about physics and chemistry. So I'm sort of trying to get a more broad understanding of science. The reason for that I have talked about in the Patreon podcast. So if you listen to my Patreon podcast, you'll understand why I'm doing that. Or if you want to know why I'm doing that, you can listen to the Patreon podcast. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm sort of focused on at the moment. So listening to these audiobooks has been a sort of convenient way to do that. I am doing a lot of other things too, like studying with some textbooks. I'm going over some courses on Khan Academy. I think I either mentioned that here or on the Patreon podcast recently. So going over some courses and things like that. But these audiobooks are a nice supplement because, you know, a lot of sort of popular science books, they go over these concepts and things, perhaps not as deep or as detailed sometimes as textbooks or some other courses. They do still go into like some pretty good detail sometimes, but they usually deliver the information in a bit more of a fun and engaging way. So it's a nice supplement to the kind of more sort of detail focused study that I'm doing. This is a nice thing on the side that I can kind of just enjoy, but also pick up some sort of information about science. So yeah, for me that's been really fun recently, sort of driving and listening to those, and also jogging. I've been into jogging a lot recently. I've been having a lot of fun jogging, and yeah, I listen to these audiobooks while I'm running, and yeah, I find it's a really convenient way, because if I was just reading the book, of course I would have to sit down and read the book. You can't read a book while you're driving. You can't read a book while you're running. So yeah, using these audiobooks can be very convenient. And for you guys that are studying English, listening to audiobooks can be a very convenient and useful way to study, because you can sort of read what you're listening to at the same time. So usually you would have to buy both versions, which could be a little bit expensive, but if you're not too worried about that, or if you can find cheaper versions, then you could get the printed version of a book and you could get the audio version of a book, and then you would be able to listen and then perhaps check the words when you didn't quite catch them, or you might find that you want to read the book first and then listen to the book afterwards, or you might want to look at the words while you listen so you can be sure of all the pronunciation of the words. There's lots of different ways you can study with text and with listening at the same time. I think a lot of you have been using the transcripts recently for my podcast. They're available on my Patreon page. I see a lot of people have been joining recently, I think, to use those transcripts. But yeah, using transcripts and listening at the same time can be a useful way to study with podcasts, and with audiobooks, that can be something you can do as well. And one advantage with listening to audiobooks is it's going to be, you know, sort of more perfect. Because I think it's important to listen to both kinds of English or whatever language you're learning. So here on the podcast, I try to give you something that's a bit more natural. You know, I try to speak as clearly and correctly as possible, but I also don't write a script, and I do just speak while I'm thinking. So that's why sometimes I say and ah, because I'm thinking while I'm speaking. But I do that so you can hear what sort of more conversational, you know, very natural everyday English sounds like. And that is important to listen to, and also sort of important to read. You know, like if you go on like social media, then you'll see a bit more kind of casual, everyday kind of English. And that's important to get that kind of input. But sometimes I think it's also very good to get sort of more, something that's perhaps been written and then read and is sort of more perfect. You know, there's like no mistakes, and perhaps the intonation and the timing and everything is going to be perfect. So that's the kind of recording you'll get with audiobooks. And, you know, I think that can be very useful to listen to as well, because it can give you an idea of, what sort of more, if you like, perfect English should sound like. I think audiobooks can be very useful for that. So yeah, if you don't listen to audiobooks already, then, it's worth checking out. And actually, if you get the Audible app, which is by Amazon, and I'm not sponsored by Amazon, that would be nice. Amazon's a huge company. Unfortunately, they haven't recognized me yet, so I'm not sponsored by Amazon, but I do think the Audible app is quite useful. And if you do get that app, which like I did quite recently, they give you a free credit, so you can get a free book. And then actually, if like me, at least this is what happened for me, I got my free book and then I thought, okay, I want to quit for now because I don't want to be charged. You know, there's like a monthly charge if you get the kind of like premium membership or whatever they call it. So I thought, oh, I'll quit that because I don't want to pay. I'll wait till I've sort of finished this book and then I'll, you know, maybe join or pay and get another book. So I got my book and then I quit, and it said, why are you quitting? And I thought, and one of the options was because it's too expensive. And I thought, well, I'll choose that in case they might offer me a cheaper price or something. So I chose that, and they said, oh, well, here's another free credit. So I was like, oh, okay. And I got another free book. So if you do get the app, you can try that, get a free credit and then see what happens. See if you quit and then select too expensive, they might give you another free credit. So you might get two free books like I did, so give that a try. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening today. If it's your first time here, don't forget to follow the podcast. If you like the podcast, then please share it with your friends or with anyone else you know that's studying English and might want to listen to me talk about all kinds of topics in everyday English. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you back here next time.